The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show, tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Well, that's great, hon. Just cough just as I turn the mics on. Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for, what the hell is today, November 10th, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loys, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, El Grandina!
Hail and greetings. I'm sorry, but you had me go up and check out the guild hall. It's on fire. There's smoke up above, and I'm choking.
Oh, I'm just making good use of the new fog banks. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. And that's /join GUK.OGR, or if you're not in EverQuest 2, you gotta put a EQ2 in front of that. So EQ2.GUK.OGR, which is up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you have, you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. Alright. That's my opening spiel.
That's it?
So how was your day today?
It was okay. This is getting stranger.
What's getting strange?
Well, I discovered a new book today. I was in the Commonlands.
Well,
is
it a new book or just one you hadn't gotten before?
It's one I haven't gotten, but to me, I was thinking, wow, I didn't know there was another book out here in the Commonlands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm killing Shadow Men to open the rift so I could get into the Obelisk of Lost Souls. I just had two of them drop, and I haven't even entered the Obelisk of Lost Souls.
Hmm.
They're both for the Obelisk of Lost Souls, but... I mean, that's where you go to, you know, progress the books. But it was like, when I forgot the first one, I was like, but did I miss books in the common land? But no.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting.
New books. So how many books does this make for you now?
Oh, I have, well, I still got another one I need to finish in Everfrost. Varsoons. I have number 3 in Varsoons.
Hmm.
Runes of Varsoons.
Which should be pretty easy.
I've still only got
now.
Like 360 or something. It's 50 or something. Trembling Canker Bang Findings Volume Number 98. And...
Well, why don't you link that in the channel so people can take a look at it.
The Shadows of Lonesome Hollow. Now, these just... I got these off of the Shadow Man that got the rift into the obelisk. In the common lands.
Hmm. Volume 98. Does that mean that there are actually 98 volumes?
No. But when I was trying to get it open for Surgeon, because he needed to finish up Speak Like a Dragon, I got that first one, the cl- Clankerbang, volume, Findings, volume number 98.
Ah.
And then I've got the Shadows of Lonesome Hollow just now by killing the Shadow Man outside to open it up again.
All right.
Hmm.
All right, then. Well, you know what? I'm just noticing something here. I want to find out from our friends at Sony who named these new achievements.
What do you mean?
Doom Lord Doomer? Kind of a name for an achievement is that? I mean, they're not even trying. I mean, you may as well just put, you know, friggin' Halfling Haffer, or... I don't know. I mean, just some of them that I've seen. You know, some of the achievements that I've seen, some of the little titles that have come up over Guild Chat, it just seems like they gave up. So, you know, what do you want to name this?
Well, I don't know.
High Roller, because he rolled the highest roll. Oh, boy.
Soulless zombies.
That pretty much defines a zombie, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm not seeing any soulless zombies in here.
Well, is that good or bad?
It's no.
It's neither good nor bad. All right. Well,
maybe down the other side. I don't know.
All righty. Well, before we get too far here, we do have a couple of birthdays to announce. First birthday, of course, is our good friend Xanadai. If, I don't know, is Truthlight on? Truthlight. Well, he's not in the guild anyway, but I don't know, maybe Truthlight can tell us just how old Xanadai is. Spill the beans! Tell us on the channel, I know you're listening in. Unless he decided to completely, you know, blow us off here, but... Xanadai says he cannot tell us how old she really is. Of course, that's because she will kill him. Brutally maim and destroy. So, of course, we're going to go ahead and play the birthday trolls for Xanadai here. And visit from the birthday trolls!
Yippee birthday!
Alright, so happy birthday, Xanadai. We have another in-game birthday to talk about here, and that would be our good buddy Nicatel from the Maiden's Fancy. Have you met Nicatel yet?
Yes.
That's right. You've been to the Fancy a couple of times.
Yeah.
I don't know how old Nicatel is, but I've been informed that it's a couple days ago. It was Nicatel's birthday. So here come the birthday trolls. It's Nicatel's birthday.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, so happy birthday to Xanadai and Nicatel. God, it seems that someone else told me about a birthday this week, and I cannot remember it to save my life. So, you know, if you have any birthdays in real life, that is, real life birthdays that you would like to have a visit from the birthday trolls, feel free to send me a tell in game, and we'll get it out during the show. Of course, there's another type of birthday today, actually. It's a very special birthday. And for those of you who tuned in, before the show actually started, you heard me play the Sesame Street theme. Of course, it is the 40th anniversary for Sesame Street. So Kermit the Frog and Ernie and Bert.
Does that mean Xanadu shares the same birthday as the Muppets?
Well, as the show, I understand that the Muppets, of course, were created before the show, or at least most some of them were. Of course, Kermit the Frog was a was a stable in Jim Henson's act, I guess you could say, before Sesame Street, you know, doing commercials and stuff like that. Clorny is saying that Xanadu is a Muppet, in fact. I don't know, we met her in real life. She didn't seem to have, you know, button eyes, and I can definitely say that she's not made out of felt. What do you think? Was she made out of felt and have, like, yarn hair?
No, but she was soft and squishy.
Yeah, I can definitely say that she was soft and squishy. But then again, so are most girls. All right, well. Xanadu, Nicotel, and Sesame Street. Big Bird, yes. I remember Big Bird. I of course, grew up on Sesame Street. And Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He was always so special. Something just popped into my head and left right away. Come on, don't do that to me, brain.
Brain fart?
Like a brain invasion. Here's a really great idea. Nope, taking it away. God damn it. I know, something popped in my head, and I was about to say what it was, and it just slipped away. What the hell's that about? I don't know. Oh, yeah. I was going to say that they found it interesting. I listen to NPR a lot. I know I don't seem the NPR type, but I do listen to NPR a lot, National Public Radio. And for those of you across the pond, that would be the BBC. And they got talking that it was so special to have the 40th anniversary of Sesame Street in a time when this is the first president and first lady who grew up on Sesame Street. With Sesame Street, I should say, not on Sesame Street.
It's a big difference.
Although, I'm not sure. I think, you know, with Obama's ears, he kind of does look like a Muppet.
Ha ha ha.
He's got that Guy Smiley thing going on, you know? Is it sad that I remembered Guy Smiley?
No.
Guy Smiley with a man on the street interview, yeah. God. Of course, I remembered about Sesame Street's birthday way too late in the day. I kind of wanted to get in, like, I wanted to search the web and find some sound effects of, like, the counting and the thunder and shit like that going on. Then we can do, like, a top 10 countdown type of thing. You know, 10 Knowles! You know, or something like that. But I thought about it way too late. Oh, well. Such is life. Later in the show, we are going to have a Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns game, where you have the opportunity to win fun and exciting prizes. We haven't done Where's Cheez-It in, God, what, two
long
months?
Time.
It's been about 2 months now.
Slacker.
I know. Well, we have been doing the Know Your Roles segments. That's been taking a lot of time.
That's an excuse.
All right, fine. We're running out of places to put him. Where's Cheez-It? Probably the same place he was last week. If we actually spent the time, if we actually spent maybe a half an hour on the weekends getting prepared for the show, can you just imagine what we put together?
It'd be amazing.
It'd be incredible.
Shocking.
But then again, you know what? We did actually try. We tried about 6 months ago to get the show in, like, a schedule, and we had pre-recorded schedule. And God, it sucked. it sucked. It sucked for us because we were just taking time out of our schedule, and it sucked for everyone else because, you know, well, where the hell's the madness and the mayhem? It's here now, baby. I do want to say hello to the folks at the Raven Mythic. I've been hanging out there a lot lately, and last night I had a chance to visit the Soul Fire in North Freeport. Great bunch of people there, run by, God, I'm going to butcher this name, Uriel. Uriel? Oh, there she is in the chat channel there. Can you please spell out how you pronounce your name, please? Uriel. 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 Okay, Uriel. Nice group of people down there.
And last night...
Last night...
We were on the test server.
Yes.
Not coffee test, but test server.
We were on the test server. We had a fun time with... well, by the time I got there, everyone was friggin' gone.
Yeah, but why were we there?
For the 5th anniversary of EverQuest 2. 5th. It is the 5th. Actually, wait a minute. Just do a slash claim. Do we have our claim items yet?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
At least I don't think so. They're supposed to be coming. They're supposed to be great. So
now,
so yeah. Says Brenlow.
Well, you know, I follow, you know, just like you, we follow most of the Sony staff on Facebook and Twitter. And one of the messages from Ashleen was that, you know, she was commenting to one of the other, to one of the devs or something like that on how cool this year's Veterans Award was, but didn't say what it was. So we're hoping that it's something really cool and she wasn't just screwing with us. But you know, it is Ashleen. Yeah. You know, I responded back, what, is it your own Jethel plushie? Everybody wants a Jethel plushie.
You're right.
Whoop, wait a second. No, we're still encoding. All right. No, Yannicka over on the test server was saying that the music was playing. I thought maybe we had gone off the air. But a joyless snowman? What is a joyless snowman?
Looks like a regular snowman.
A frowny snowman. A cheerless snow woman. They're frowny. Frowny.
They
must be on the test server.
They must be from Freeport.
Could be. Could be. Yeah, we can we can speculate on what's coming up for Frostfell this year. I'm sure the what the hell was the name of the castle that we went in to, you know, freeze up the goblins, then unfreeze them and blah blah blah. I can't think of the name of it, but I'm sure that'll be back.
But it was icy.
The Icy Keep or something like that. Whatever. But I'm sure that'll be back. And, of course, you know, I think I actually still have some coins left over from last year.
I think I do, too. I don't know if they're useful this year, but...
Yeah. I don't think they, you know, get rid of them, you know, from year to year. I did have... I'm wrong, actually. I don't have any of the Frostfell tokens. I do have the Illyrisi Day tokens. I have about a dozen of those.
Did you happen to see the fair over on the test server?
I did not. When do I have time to do these things?
I don't could have
time to do these things. So what is it? It's a wandering fair, and like every month, like once a month, they're going to be in a different zone or something like that?
Yeah. From what I understand, yes. Sorry, I sneezed, so I shut the thingy off, so don't jump my... Whatever. Okay. But yeah, they're right in front of Kinos right now. I mean, Antonica.
Ah.
Right outside the North Freeport gates.
Alrighty. What, are you on the test server now? Okay, and we're back. Apparently, the feed is a lie.
I thought the cake was a lie.
I think pie is a lie.
Anyway, I'm glad they got the Headless Huntsman last night. I just couldn't stay any longer. I figured I probably couldn't when I signed up, but yeah, I figured I'd sit it out with them for a while.
Hey, give it a shot, right? What the hell?
But getting back to the what's on the test server, if you don't want to make a character on the test server, you can always do, was it copy test, /copy test?
Well, that puts you to the copy server, but yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Same
you still
thing.
Go over and check out some of the new stuff and how it works and, you know, help bug report stuff instead of what a lot of people do, which is just yell and scream that it doesn't work.
This could be so much cooler if you did it this way.
Something along those lines.
Oh, sorry, I was doing my impersonation of, you know, test server bastard. That's going to be my new character. It's test server bastard. Yeah. I leveled up my character to 80 and then you reset the server. Do they do stuff like that?
I don't know.
I know the test server used to come with a warning saying that they could, you know, wipe the server at any time. So don't get too involved.
I like my Uberness, so I just go over
Uber
to the test, the copy test.
Yes, the copy test server. They are ones with great honor.
But I was looking at the carnival guy. And I haven't had a chance to try it out, but it looks like you can get tokens for the carnival.
Jethel plushies?
No, hon. Oh. From your doing your normal writs. There might be a special one or something that you do. And you can get some tokens. So you can save them up all during the month before they show up and then be able to go out and spend them or do some quests that they had. Mm-hmm. They had some festival clothes that were really cool. They were geese and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But they're temporary.
What?
Yeah.
The stuff you buy is only temporary?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I think they take a token each, but they're only good for, like, overnight.
Seinfeld impersonation. Well, what the hell?
Well, you know, they can't have everybody running around with geese all the time. I mean, that's sort of an offense.
Well, why not?
Monks, because that's Monk's outfit.
Okay, Rowan is saying that the house items that you get from the fair are not temporary.
Right. I'm talking about the festival wear.
Okay.
Okay. Jeez. They have quite a few different outfits. I didn't look at them all, but I was checking out the geese because I like those. They're like pajamas to me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Pajamas.
But they cost a token apiece, and they're only good for overnight, I believe. So, I don't know. I have a feeling that the tokens are going to be easy to get if they've got stuff that's only good for overnight.
Well, I would hope so. Hi there, I want to get a token. Yeah, kill that rat. Here you go. All right, cool.
No.
Whoop, Rowan is linking the garb. Let me take a look at this.
Yeah, see, that's one of them.
Oh, no, that's right. You can't view link stuff from the test server.
Yep, can't do that.
Oh, well.
Tempting, teasing.
Oh, Rowan is such a tease. Oh, well, we'll just have to go to the test server and find out for ourselves. Or I'm sure somebody has a screenshot somewhere.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Den Mom's over there working her little
butt
off.
Her face?
Trying to get enough to get it, to record the house items that you can buy. There's some pretty cool house items, let me tell you. The Kinos... there's a new Kinos counter that's white.
Ooh.
It's really nice. They had some squares that were called marble flooring or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That looks would be
good.
Marble floors would be cool. That was, of course, another one of my suggestions. I'm sure more people than just me suggested it, but I suggested something like that to Domino a couple of months ago.
And they got new dividers that are marble, that are white.
Excellent.
Really nice stuff.
Good.
So,
well, see, my suggestion was interchangeable patterns. You know, kind of like you have your house, and you can right-click on it and choose a different wood pattern or whatever, or stone pattern if you're over in Freeport. I think it'd be kind of cool if you could do that and then change the pattern of all the dividers in your house. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that way, let's say you want to have like a room lined with stone or something like that, and you're in Kinos, instead of, you know, buying a whole mess load of those river rock hearths and, you know, button them up to the wall like that, like I do all over the place.
Well, you never know; they might come out with stone dividers.
Mm-hmm. No, but what I'm saying is, for a small fee or whatever, make it so you can change it yourself. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. You know, that's something they can take into consideration. Another thing that people have been talking about on the forums that they like to see is perhaps a new tier of house.
Well, yeah, they've been wanting one for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, personally, I would just love to get the house that the haunted house is based on. You know, of course, that's also part of Unrest.
You mean the haunted mansion?
Yeah, the haunted mansion, and to have like a courtyard. You know, like the like Ironforges has in North Kinos. You know, something with a little, you know, fountain up front or a little garden that you could do, whatever. I think that would be kind of cool for the next tier of house.
Well, you don't know what's going to come out for Hallis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll find out, I guess.
Just have to wait, be patient, and see.
Ooh. Nicotel just linked us a Toxnettle Root, which is a rare harvest. Looks like it can be used for crafting level 80 to 89.
Mmm.
So, something new.
I know one of the things I found when I was running around was Sparklies in Kinos.
Sparklies in Kinos?
Yeah, South Kinos. I found some Sparklies. They were, you know, different mail items.
And this was when?
Last night on test.
Oh, on the test server. Okay.
Yep.
I was just about to leave my house and go, hey, what about these Sparklies?
No.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. There's not a whole lot of zombies in the obelisk.
Well, what? What's in there?
Jeez.
I've never been in the obelisk, so I have no idea.
I got some skeletons. I got a lot of eyeballs. I got a lot of those big guys with horns. A lot of shadow men.
Shadow men, doing the things shadow men can. What are they like? It's not important.
Night blood. I'll try down this way.
You go ahead and you try down that way.
Matter of fact,
I say you try down that way without looking around the corners. I just plow right into whatever's there.
It's fine. It's all
because
gray.
You know what? It's all gray to you, and you're gonna kick its ass.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried mentoring to 71, which was what Surgeon's level is, to try and get him to get a taste of the Shard of Love.
Yeah.
Since nobody wants to do the Shard of Love unless it's a full 80, we started out and I had to unmentor because stupid things were kicking my butt hard. Yeah. So they turned into green and gray and.
Oh, I wonder why
still
everyone
didn't
wants.
Do very good.
I wonder why everyone wants level 80s in the Shard of Love. Oh, let's mentor down to 71. Oh, I'm getting my ass handed to me. I wonder why they want level 80s in the Shard of Love.
Because that's where all the good drops come from. If you're not full 80, you don't get the good drops.
Or else you get your ass handed to you.
That was rough.
Ass handed.
Oh, yeah.
To you.
Yes, it was. A couple times. Mainly on the fairies in the back. I tried pulling the first ones closest to the gate. Mm. Oh! But then we snuck in. He was going to at least talk to one of the other quest giver in there and get at least that part done. And I was able to take those down around her. Now, what the difference between those around her and the ones over by the gate itself, I don't know. But I was able to take those down.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't expecting a sort of Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. That's another button I gotta get. I gotta get a sound effect. Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. But, of course, no one will remember the Spanish Inquisition, so...
I remember the Spanish Inquisition.
Well, you're old, like me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm old.
You're old?
I am old. You're only as old as you feel, and I should have died years ago.
You keep saying that.
Well, I'm old.
You're not old. I'm older than you, so that's...
I'm 37. I'm not old. Actually, I'm 38, but oh well.
That's it. You're over the hill. You're done for. Let's get the daisies.
Old, alone, done for. Name that movie.
I don't know.
Old, alone, done for. Name that movie.
I don't know.
Someone in channel name that movie. I couldn't have been the only person to have seen it. Wonder if anyone will actually get it. Matter of fact, I'm going to make that a contest. Movie quote, bunch of kids shouting, old, alone, done for. First one to say it in the channel gets an autographed, authentic Cheez-It Nibble Buns rubber ducky. Personally autographed by Cheez-It Nibble Buns, you will get a rubber ducky. Old, alone, done for. Movie quote. It wasn't that long ago. So we'll see if anyone responds to that. I know you people want your Cheez-It Nibble Bun rubber duckies.
Mm-hmm.
Elketeth says it sounds familiar. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know it sounds familiar, but I don't know either.
No, not the Goonies. It is not the Goonies. Bunch of kids shouting, old, alone, done for. Nope, not Hook. Not Hook. And God, I can't pronounce that name. Got it right. It was the live action Peter Pan.
They've got a rubber ducky.
Calthid, I can't pronounce your name for God's sakes. Send an email, or not an email, but an in-game mail to Jethel on the Antonia Bale server with your real mailing address, and I will send you an autographed, a rubber ducky personally autographed by Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Rubber ducky, you're the one.
Also, they've got a 20% increase to experience this week. Today.
Not like they did anything like announce it or anything. I saw it on their Twitter, or it was a Facebook thing or something like that.
Well, they did say something at least.
We're going to take just a 2-minute break as we hear from Ernie as he sings...
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo bo bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber Ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber Dub Dubby, Rubber Ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Hey, Rubber Ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush? You would? Okay, how's this? Hey, you want me to scrub behind your ears? Oh, I see. You don't have any ears, do you? Well, how about your tummy? Scrub his little ducky tummy. Ooh, he's ticklish. Oh, every day when I make my way through the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber Ducky, I'm like a whole pond of Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one. Don't you remember that song, hon?
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm wandering around. All the Night of the Dead people are gone. They'll be back. They'll be back.
They'll always be back.
I enjoy that way too much.
I know you do. Now, we don't have any other holidays between now and Frostville.
Don't say Frostville with Lyra around.
I know. I'm about it.
I wonder when they're going to start that. When do they start the festivities, shall we say? They don't wait until December, do they? They might. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yes, they do. Top soup. Too late.
Too late. Lyra here is talking about it.
I don't know what it is, but sometimes after I fight,
broken. What?
I'm broken. I'm sort of leaning back on my right leg off to the side, sort of.
Wow, I haven't seen that happen in a while.
I'm running funny now. I don't know what it is. My feet won't move, but my arms are going like crazy. It's really comical to watch me like a
That used to be a pretty common model bug.
Mine still works that way.
Weird.
Oh, I know. Feels funny. I got to get into another fight and it'll straighten out. But for the time being, I'm broken.
People always ask me, Jethel, how do you feel funny? The way I do it is I put a slice of bologna in each one of my shoes. That way, when I walk, I feel funny. No, sorry, that's an old Steve Martin gag. Steve Martin when he used to do comedy.
That's disgusting.
But you got to admit, with a slice of bologna in each shoes, you're bound to feel funny.
I bet so. But now I'm off to kill 10 shadowed creatures if I can. Those funny things with legs that
aren't
shadow creatures.
I know what you're talking about.
So, we'll just see if normal shadowmen, if I could. Now I need to find shadowmen. You know, when you need to find them, they're not around, so I gotta go look for them again.
Well, of course. That's just the way it works.
Where did they go? Where did they go?
Where did they go, George? Where did they go?
I don't know.
I need to get to the other side. And I'll just skate out.
For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, and I know there are a few first-timers here this week. Yeah, this is pretty much it. We're in the game. We're playing. Elkin's usually playing anyway. I'm typically standing in one spot. And we do comment on what we're doing. Hey, there's a frog dog.
You can always talk about the list I put up.
Yes, Elkin did compile a very nice list. If you go to elkinjenna.kithacore.org, or if you can't spell elkinjenna, you can just go to kithacore.org, and I do have a link. My little list of news articles. Full circle with Chronomage missions. And you click on that and you go to her compilation of Chronomage missions. You get the zone, you get the reward, what level the quest actually is, and what you should mentor to complete it easily.
That's not necessarily correct what you're saying. The level that I have there is either the level of the zone or the main mob, depending on which was more unified. Okay, if the zone was listed at 20, but the main mob was like 25, I would put 25.
Oh, I see. All right.
And then I put down the mentored level that I went into. Some of these missions, the zone you go in, you have to mentor down a little lower. You got to make sure everything is green.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to progress through the instance to make the main mob show up. Like on the very first one, the tower one, I can't... starts with a Z or something like that. Hang on. Well, it's Internal Gorge, okay? And you've got to be able to kill the different names that show up in there to get the creation to show up, because basically you're building the creation.
Ah.
And there was a post on the forum about how a person went and got one of the missions and went to go do it and ended up getting locked out because they went through the whole thing and they couldn't get the main mob to spawn. They didn't realize they had to be down a lot lower. All I can say is, you know, EQ2 Wiki is your friend, and a lot of these I would have to look up, go back and forth. It's not intuitive. If the mission says level 20, more than likely you've got a fudge factor in there to play with. Especially if you're soloing, you need to at least go in there and look it up. If you've got a few friends, just don't worry about it. Just mentor to 20 and go have a blast. But like I said, with me, I had to go look them up and go, And even there was quite a few missions that we didn't have to mentor to or for. Fear was one of them. No. Yeah, Fear. We went to Fear. We went to Unrest. Those were ones that we did not need to mentor to or for to get to do them. But you need a few people to go do them with. And there's 37 known ones right now. I think there's a couple more new ones coming. I have to get over to test to see, because I think there's one for Stormhold.
Ah. My favorite place in the world, Stormhold.
No.
Oh, come on. We had a good time here on the chessboard.
No.
Yes, we did.
I don't like Stormhold.
Xanadai and True and or Xanadai and Delmon were talking about the old days.
The old days? What old days would that be?
The old days of EQ. Think like when the mobs did not drop coin. Remember how hard it was to get coin? Every single we had to sell. We were lucky to scrape together the 20 silver it took to start the guild at that point. That was a lot of money back then.
No
but
shit,
you
huh?
Think about it. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it really makes you value your coin a lot more.
Yeah. Well, not me, but, you know.
It's things like that he brought up, it was like, oh yeah, man, I forgot about that. I forgot the time when mobs didn't drop gold. Only body drops and stuff. How tough it really was to scrape up enough coin to do anything.
Yep, and the experience that you gave your guild would deteriorate.
Oh, God, yeah, he brought that up, too. Yeah, we did not lie. Oh, God, I remember working our butts off and coming back the next day and going, my God, how much does it deteriorate overnight? My God, we got to have somebody here doing writs 24/7?
Yeah, it sucks.
Because it would deteriorate overnight, even.
Mm-hmm.
And noticeable amount that, you know, it would take you a few writs to get back up. I mean, it was pretty stiff.
Yep. But now, things are good.
Well, at least I got rid of the deterioration part.
Yeah.
That was hard at times. But it was still a good game, though, back then, because we could still do stuff and... The only time everything kind of went to fooey was when we hit level our late 20s or so, before level 30, because it seemed like everything needed a group, and the guilds weren't... if you weren't in that guild, you weren't accepted to the group.
What? What are you talking about?
Back then, when we hit the wall... When you're going into Nariak just before you were 30 or so, and you needed groups to do anything. And a majority of the time back then, if you were not in that guild that a group was doing, you weren't allowed in the group. They would take their guildmates before they took outsiders.
Oh, I thought you meant ever. I thought you meant game mechanics. You couldn't join if you weren't in their guild.
Yeah,
like, what the hell are you talking about?
That was why we had a few members leave, because we just didn't have enough on at the time, and so they went with other guilds that had, you know, was able to put together full groups, and we're talking tank, healer, you know, the whole nine yards. Because everything was heroic back then. Everything.
Yep. And now we kick ass and take names.
I think we have a lot of stuff handed to us, but it's okay.
Shut up. I can hear Brenlow's mind ticking now. What's that? Elkman Jenna thinks that the game is too easy. Well, we better make it hard.
He was listening.
No! Yeah, like he would ever listen to my show, right?
He is the one that put no rangers on his door. Or
yeah.
Somebody did.
Yeah, we went to the...
Sorry.
Well, we went to customer service home there for the fifth anniversary last night. You see, Brenlow's office, by appointment only, no rangers allowed.
Totally uncool.
It's uncool, man. It's uncool!
It's a brat.
Oh, we love Alan.
Yeah, I know.
Alan's cool. You know what we completely skipped over this year?
What?
The show's anniversary.
We had an anniversary?
Yeah. 2 years being on the air. We completely skipped it this year. It was in May. Like, I'm thinking to myself, hey, when is our anniversary? I mean, for our first anniversary, we had Brenlow on. It'd be kind of cool if we can get him again now that he's the producer of the game. So I looked it up, saying, when was Brenlow on here? Oh, hell, that was May of 2008. So we completely missed it.
Oh, well. We can celebrate it twice this next time.
Cool. We shall put it on the event calendar. Sure we will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to get some music together, and we're going to take a little break.
That sounds fine to me.
I don't know about you, but I had a rough day at work.
Mine was okay. I'm just sort of, you know, I've got these books I can do, which will give me something to do, but I'm really missing doing the missions. I was really enjoying those.
Well, go do a mission.
No, I know what it is. I've already done it. Why repeat it, you know?
Well, see, that's what happens when you go do them every day.
But that's what they were there for.
Well, you didn't have to do it every day, hon.
It was my daily surprise. It was like, where am I going today?
Do you really think that they were going to put out 365 of those quests so you get them all done in a year? Come on.
Let's see. Wait a minute. Let me get the calculator out. 365 minus 37. Okay, they only have like 328 more to do.
Right. Okay, so lore guys and quest people, come on, get with it. You're slacking.
Oh, they're going to hate me.
I mean, to hell with, you know, fixing stuff that's wrong in the game. We got to make more pointless quests. So you get a stupid little doll.
I like my Bobby dolls. Lay off, can
and
you?
That, and that's what we're calling them, folks. They're called Bobby dolls.
Yep.
Bobby dolls.
Bobby dolls.
Okay, so if anyone has any recommendations for our music break, any requests, you can, and no Frostfeld stuff yet, Lyra. Any requests for the music break here? I'm going to start throwing some music on there. Let's see here. I'm going to do that one.
No. Somebody just suggested that I should get another tune-up over 80. So I can do everything three times. No.
Sure.
No.
Why not?
Not me. No, I'm insane enough. I was just trying to picture a household of 300 Bobby dolls.
No.
Did you know that if you go into a person's house that has the mob dolls, you hit track, they all show up.
Nice.
Hey, they could be good for games.
Yeah, you can set up a chessboard. Well, you could.
I saw somebody do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Valander.
Did he?
Yeah, he's got a chessboard set up in one of his houses. It's really cool.
I did not know that.
And he's used plushies and stuff, and it's great. It's really cool. Should I have him show it to you?
Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. We're going to be back in about 10 minutes. When we come back, we'll be doing our brand new Ask a Drunken Dwarf. We'll be answering your questions of life, love, and ale. Ask a Drunken Dwarf, or Doofu the Drunken Dwarf.
It's time for Ask a Drunken Dwarf, right here on Online Gaming Radio. I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'll be reading your questions to the Drunken Dwarf.
Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk.
Then let's get to the first letter. Dear Drunken Dwarf, my friend and I got really drunk one night, and in our drunken stupor, decided to drink one of those new race change potions. When I woke up the next day, I was a hideous troll. What should I do? Signed, Big and Ugly in the Bobbleshire.
Oh, well, that's gonna be a big problem.
Sounds like...
Well, he's raging from the Bobbleshire, which means, you know, he was probably a halfling.
Oh, no.
Or a gnome. Oh. Well, you know, there's only a few options that we have here.
Good advice.
I happen to have a number of a good plastic surgeon.
Plastic surgeon?
What he'll do, he'll scrape the skin off your face, and it'll reshape your bones. He'll take your cheeks and mash them into a pulp, and then take the horns that you have on your head, or whatever the hell the trolls have, and he'll beat them with the hammer and knock them down back into your brain. And then all you need to do is buy another freaking potion and drink it. And be careful about what you're doing. You're nosy. Oh, you punk little kid. Trying to drink the dwarf in wine. Oh, the dwarf. Oh, Jesus. Bring my next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Yes.
Help! I'm lost in the hedge maze!
Oh, no.
And I can't get out!
Oh.
I pray is known in a bottle will reach you before the Night of the Dead festivities end and the maze disappears!
No!
Signed? It doesn't seem to be signed by anyone.
Uh-oh.
It just kind of trails off in a squiggly line.
Quick, Jesus! We gotta get down to Nectulus and get to the hatch maze! Let's go!
The dwarf! The festivities ended yesterday!
No! No!
Oh, no!
It's
a big problem! That poor, poor man!
See you next year!
I guess so!
Oh, boy!
Oh!
I can't do anything! The head is gone! Oh!
Ale?
Ale! Bring my ale! Oh, this thing is very much! Oh, that poor man! Oh! Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf!
Hey, hey!
Sometimes I find myself needing to go somewhere, but can't let people know it's me! So I use an illusion to hide who I am! The problem I have is some races, such as Ratonga and Kara, can tell it's me by my scent! What should I do? How's the best way to cover up who I am? Signed, the Sneaky Swashy!
Oh, the Sneaky Swashy! Well, let's see here!
There's no getting around that Ratonga nose!
Lindberger!
Watch your mouth!
What? No, the cheese! Lindberger!
Oh, Lindberger!
Yeah, this really stinks! If you're going as a Ratonga, you smear it all over your body! And then the Ratongas will see Lindbergh. Oh,
No, you're trying to be secretive. You'll draw the Ratongas to you.
A Karen. If you're going as a Karen, then you smear yourself with catnip.
No, catnip. They're trying to not cause attention. Bringing all the Karens around.
Well, if you're going as a high elf, rub yourself with platinum and gold.
Not
Platinum
and Gold,
you
get more attention!
If you're going as a dwarf, just bathe in ale!
That probably won't!
You can always hide in the dwarven community by bathing in Brel's... No, wait, you're gonna draw the dwarfs here again on that one. Erudite, rub yourself with books.
That won't work at all.
Half elves! Wallow in self-pity!
Oh, that ain't gonna work again! Come on, dwarf, get you serious about this!
Halfling, smear yourself in pie!
No, that's
not gonna work again!
Bonfire!
Bonfire?
That's it! Go to a bonfire!
Genius! That's it! Go to a bonfire! Jump in the flames! Crackle, crackle, crackle! And then you'll burn all the scent off you! Oh, that's genius,
No! You get the smoke all over you! You get the smoke and it covers up your natural scent!
I suppose.
Okay, we need to cut this. We're just getting silly now.
I think you're right. You've been listening to Ask a Drunken Dwarf! Right here on Online Gaming Radio! I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese It Nibble Buns, reminding you that if you want to ask your question to the Drunken Dwarf, you can email us at drunkendwarf@kithacore.org.
That's right, and you can go to kithacore.org, go to the forums, go to the Jethel Silverwing Show, and ask your question there, and we'll get to it as soon as we can.
Thanks for listening, everyone. It's great to be back. Bye!
Is he creeping round Freeport, Kelethin, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. Feel thin inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
All right.
right, folks, it's time once more for Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? This is a game of 20 or more questions, however many it takes. We try to narrow it down by location, you know, got to get down to the continent and to the city, and try to figure out where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Whoever is the first person I see to get the question correctly in the chat channel will get prizes.
Prizes.
Prizes, I say.
And what sort of prizes are they playing for today?
God, I have no idea what we have left in the in the box.
Something from the box.
The Box of Wonder.
There's a lot of still good stuff in that box.
Lyra, no, he is not in Lava Frost. Come on, guys, ask me about a continent. He is not in Fadeweir. Not in Fadeweir. Not in Butcher Block. He is not in Steamfront. Not in Clackanon. You guys should be asking questions like, can you see the sky and stuff? Instead of just, you know, throwing out random names. Uriel, he is not in your sock drawer. If he was, you know, he'd be like nibbling at your panties and stuff. You don't want that happening. He is not outdoors. Not outdoors. Let's see here. Not in Enchanted Lands. He is not on Kunark. Not on Delair. Garrison wants to know if he can see water. He cannot see any water from where he is, no.
Well, you really stuffed him somewhere.
I cannot see sand. Is it yellow? No, I don't see anything that's yellow here.
And if it is, don't eat it.
I tell you what, yes, he is in Everstorm. And as soon as they make his zone named Everstorm, you've won. There you go. are there orcs? No, there are no orcs here. No orcs. Is he above sea level? I have no idea. Well, yeah. I think he's above sea level where he is. He is underground. Delia on Crushbone. He is not in Stormhold. I cannot see any trolls. Can he see animals? Not from where I'm standing. I don't see any animals. No, he's not in a house. Santania's getting close. Santania is getting close. He is not in Split Paw. Not in Blackburrow. Are there undead? There are undead in this zone. I do not see any at the moment, though. Can he see stone walls? I am surrounded by stone walls, yes. I don't even know what the serpent sewer is. Oh, Santania has picked the zone. He is in the down below.
But where?
Now, where in the down below? Now you have to pinpoint my location on the map. I am somewhere that can be found in the map. In the down below. So you're very close. He's in the down below. And I tricked you guys earlier. He is in a zone that he could readily get to. not in the Crypt of Betrayal, no. So where is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? He is in the down below. Now you have to pinpoint him on the map. Come on, folks. Y'all have maps. Well, here we go. Elena Mora. Elena Mora has guessed where in Norath Cheez-It Nibble Buns is. Elena Mora, he is in the Shrine of Estil. Estil, I think. Estil.
He's in a shrine.
He's in the Shrine of Estil. So congratulations to Elena Mora. please send Jethel an in-game mail with your real-life mailing address, and I'll make sure you get something from the Box of Wonder.
I'll make sure it's something good.
The box. It is a box. If you press the button, someone, somewhere in the world that you don't know, will die.
All right, so there we go. Congratulations, Eleonora. And, Uriel, we will try very hard next week to get Cheez-It into your underwear drawer.
You think he'll want to go?
If he sees Uriel, he might.
Okay.
All right, let's put my regular music back on here.
Well, I just got another book.
Another book?
Yes. From the Obelisk of Lost Souls. I was beginning to wonder because, you know, like, my first two books I got from Shadow Man outside.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's see, where to go? Give me a second, because I know I had it. Maybe I ate it. No, there it is. Remembrances. Ta-da, ta-da. As soon as I can drag it down, I'll link it. So, I was surprised. I was killing all these things, and nothing was falling, and... just beginning to wonder if... that might be the only way I can get books to drop, is by standing outside the obelisk and killing the Shadow Men. Because it seemed like the only ones that were dropping it.
Mm.
But now I have three books for the Obelisk of Lost Shadows that I didn't have before.
All right. Escubel from the Maiden's Fancy actually physically found Cheese and Nibble Buns. Standing right in front of me here. And he made the comment that this is the way that people should have to find Cheez-It to win the contest.
That means they'd all have to be on AB server, though.
Right. They'd all have to be on the Antonio Bale server, and they'd also have to be in an appropriate level for the zone. So it really wouldn't be...
I don't know, we've gotten cheese at some places that he was not appropriate for.
Yeah.
And without extra help.
Yep. Yeah.
Takes skill.
Skill.
Yeah, I wish these...
I do love that we got Cheez-It at in Trakanon's lair once. That was cool.
That was with help.
Yes, that was with our good friend. That was with our good friend Femme, who got Cheez-It all the way down to see... tracking on.
That was funny, though. I just need some more Disciples of Shadow to show up. I mean, I've got sparklies spawning faster than these broads. They look like llamas.
Llamas?
Mm-hmm.
They look like llamas?
Mm-hmm. Or llama, whatever they call those things from Enchanted Lands with the tails.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, you know, the alpaca type of thing.
No.
Wait, I didn't know there were any llamas in... But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've already picked up another set of sparklies standing around waiting for these... Well, maybe if I go out of this one room and wait, maybe they don't want to show up when somebody's standing around in there.
Hmm. You know what? You know, I think they named those kind of demon women with the whips... I think they named them llamas just to screw with people, to screw with rangers, because they'd be tracked.
How would you else would you say that word?
Lamia.
Lamia?
Lamia. But it would be, you know, pretty funny, though, hit track the llama. There are llamas here? I got to go see this. Whip.
But I'm happy to see some books dropping off the grays. Honestly.
Books.
I'm still missing one or two from Permafrost. and I still need to go back to Ruins of Asun and continue on with there, because there's a bunch down there I haven't gotten. You were telling me about a person's signature you saw on the boards the other day who claimed to have how many?
Oh, God, I don't know. 400, I think?
Yeah, I've seen her signature before. I've talked to her. I've tried to talk her into coming on the show, which she won't do. She's, I don't know, do we scare people or something?
Well, you know, whenever we get a guest on the show, the conversation always turns to their sex life.
I didn't do it.
So, you know, some people may not want to come on the show.
I blame you.
Me?
Yes.
Me. It's not me. It's usually the audience that starts asking the questions.
We have a dirty-minded audience, then.
Well, good. I like that. if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have an audience.
And then you blame me for the no audience warning.
For crying out loud.
You blame me for that.
Well, I have to.
Why?
Because.
I'm an angel. Sorta.
Just call her angel. Oh, the brother. Morning angel.
Yeah.
So did you get enough of Night of the Dead festivities?
Yeah, I would say so.
Think so?
I think so.
Did you make it over and get any costumes?
I got a few. I didn't, you know, I don't have any, you know, with me anymore. Used them and had fun with them and stuff like that. But, you know, there was nothing there that would, you know, like, some people got some costumes to enhance their role play throughout the year. You know, like,
yeah,
I know some people, you know, play that their characters are werewolves, and, well, you got a nice werewolf outfit now.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing like that for me. I mean, the only thing I really got out of the Night of the Dead stuff that, you know, enhanced Jethel's appearance was the black mask.
Yeah.
Jethel has that mask on all the time.
You only wear one of those. You didn't go after the werewolf mask, the new one this year?
No, I didn't like it.
Trick-or-treating?
I didn't like it. It doesn't meet the shoulders.
See, now I have a small stockpile of costumes, in case.
Well, I have all the masks, you know, except for, you know, the new ones now, but, you know, I got all the ones from last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that, but, you know, that new werewolf one, it really does look like you're, you know, you just got a rubber mask over your head. It doesn't meet your shoulders. If they had made it so, you know, it merged with your shoulders and made it actually look like you had a wolf's head, you know, kind of like the Nightblood mask. It doesn't look like you have a mask on. It looks like you have a big Nightblood head.
Well, I don't know. When I wear the armor with the big shoulders that I got from the maze, it looks okay. I was also in the illusion. I was also doing the illusion of the Headless Huntsman, and then I put the thingy on, and it worked fine. It looked okay. So I don't know. Maybe we're just too small as being wood elves to actually wear it right without some, you know, big padded shoulders or something. Does it seem to work okay to me? Cursed skeleton mask. I don't know. Is that the one that?
That's the one with the green flamings all over.
Yeah, I think I have that. I'm not certain. If not, oh well. Try the mask with that. Oh, pink. Oh, please. That's Lyra right there. Pink shirt and a skull.
Nah, no,
I've got about a stack of 30 of each of all the costumes.
All right.
I know, I'm weird, but you know, I do. Eventually, I will start some filming up again.
Yeah.
I just need to get motivated again, or inspired. That's what it is, inspired. Because usually when I get a song of yours in my head with pictures, I go crazy. I can't do much of anything except get it out, you know, on a film.
Have I not inspired you enough?
You do, but there's different ones. I don't know. I run into the problem of, okay, what are we going to do with this segment of music, you know? And the first thing I think of is dance sequence or what?
I know. We need some new dances, folks.
Well, we do have a couple of new movements from doing the haunted house.
Yeah.
So that will help. But, yeah, I'd actually like to see a different dance, total dance movement. But I think if you used a combination of the two new movements we got with some other stuff, I might be able to come up with something new.
The haunting spin is okay, I suppose.
It's different. I just got to figure out where to use it. And, you know, I was thinking about, but I don't know how that would play out. Since I've been wanting to push Elquin's role-playing further and see what, you know, let the dark elf take over. And it seems so very hard to get the role-playing with other people going on something like this, because this is out of their storyline and what they've got going, and I'd have to see if they'd be willing to take time to work with me so I can get my storyline out. Thinking about maybe just documenting it as a video.
Well, you could do that.
We could actually do one for you.
Yeah.
But it also means the EverQuest 1.
No, I don't know, hon. I mean, you mentioned going, you know, using the race change potion to Dark Elf. I don't know.
You don't think so? You're not certain about me being a Dark Elf?
I don't know. It's kind of a, drastic change. I think Uriel has a question. Go ahead, Uriel. She's raising her hand for some reason. You don't have to raise your hand, just ask. So, I don't know. You talk about it and I just... I mean, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. If that's what you want to do with Elquin, that's fine. Uriel is apparently an insidious tier doll for hire. I think she's volunteering for video work. I'm not sure. Of course, you realize anyone coming to Mysterious Ranger Productions for video work, you do pass auditions, private auditions.
Alpha.
In Jethel's private quarters.
Yeah, I know that role-playing is all about interaction and interpersonal storytelling, giving and taking. But a lot of these people have their own storylines going and RP going, and I would have to see if they'd be willing to work me in so I can bring that part of her to life. Or I just do it. I don't know.
I don't know. Something for you to think about. I mean, I know for another $25 you can just go right back if you don't like it, but, you know. I don't know.
You're just not certain.
Yeah, not certain.
I will tell... one note on these books. I should have read them all at the same time.
Why?
Guess what I have to go back and kill.
What are you going to go back and kill?
10 shadow creatures!
No! Damn you, shadow creature bastards. I kill you.
10 soulless zombies. That was the first one. 10 shadowed creatures. Yeah.
10 shadowed creatures, yes.
I'll go after the zombies and see if this one repeats to shadowed creatures, and then I'll pick up the other book.
Hmm. Yeah, what is my fetch with these people?
Yeah. they were saying in channel, they should be willing to incorporate your RP. See, it's fun to them to stumble across something like that and then be drawn in. Yeah, well, I just gotta check and see.
Mm.
Because that's... the whole thing with Alcuin being half... turning into a dark elf was... comes back from EverQuest 1. Sort of a desire to have a dark elf ranger. And, the reason why I kind of liked using the dark elf potions. And I stayed in hate for so long after that stupid thing. For our ranger epic that, it sort of played all together. And I always swore if I could ever turn her into a dark elf, I would.
Mm.
But if that's going to disturb you, then I may have to rethink all this. Because I really should resolve that someday, you know. She should be either one way or the other, not...
Yeah, because, you know, for people who don't know, Alcuin spent a lot of time in the Plane of Fate in EQ1. And kind of developed a alternate personality. And that alternate personality is filled with hate and is a dark elf. And for a while there, you had two characters going, Alcuin Jenna and Alcuin Janna. And then the illusions came out. You were using the dark elf illusion to make the transfer back and forth.
Well, no, I got the mask finally.
Oh, the, Master Deceiver. And, and now, of course, Erase Chain's potions, you have the opportunity to do it permanently. Or, you know.
Yeah, and the advantage here is I can actually set the way she looks instead of just accepting what she looks like when she gets when she transforms.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've heard rumor that... Then I've heard some rumors that you might be able to set the way your illusion looks anyway.
Well, that would be cool.
I don't know. But yeah, it'd be sort of another step in her long line of lore.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of want to.
Well, if you want to, then do it. I mean, it's not going to disturb me personally. You know, it's not going to, like... Jethel's not going to go, you bitch. No. That's not going to happen.
Are you afraid that she'll become evil?
No. It's not that. It's just, changing her race like that is a huge change. Just a big change, and you know how I hate drama. Like roleplay, hate drama.
This is coming from you, who used to walk into the house and go upstairs, log in, and be right in the middle of the middle of some disaster or kidnapping or what else was going on?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
But I just don't want to just go buy the potion and change her. I want some sort of
role play along with it. Story.
Some reason.
I can understand that. Maybe I'm just turning into a fuddy-duddy. I don't know.
I'm just trying to justify it.
I still want us to be able to have flaming horses for the good side. Oh, well. I don't know. You know.
What? I can hear you thinking.
Thinking? I don't do that. I'm not allowed to think on this show.
Sounds like little ticking clocks. Something like that.
I don't know. We'll see.
It still bugs you, doesn't it?
Well, that you'd be changing that much, yeah. But
you would also be drug into this.
Drag me into drama.
Yes, of course. And maybe that's what you don't like about it, is the fact that you know that you'll be drugged into it.
You're going to drag me into all kinds of fucking drama. That's what I like about being 80. I don't have to do shit. I don't gotta do shit anymore. I'm an, 80 woodworker, I'm an 80 ranger. I ain't gotta do nothing. Yes, that's right. Jethel the Siler. Take the top of your head right off, then eat a little section of your brain to gain your power.
Zombies killing more mindless, soulless assistances.
Woo!
I did get to complete one book, at least.
Well, that's good.
And I'm working on the second. So far, the total is 3 books for this evening that I didn't have before, which is pretty friggin' amazing.
Oh! Did you hear what was going on today?
No. What?
Well, I'm not sure if you heard about this. But I understand that it's Vanity's birthday.
Really?
Well, they're gonna bring on the birthday trolls.
I think so.
Happy birthday to you!
At least that's what I heard. I mean, wow. I can't believe she's 65 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't look a day over 70.
I know. Maybe one day she'll be able to get that hunch off her back. We're kidding. We're kidding. I know. Xanadi's probably getting ready to hunt me down and beat the crap out of me right now. We're kidding. We jest because we love.
They need more zombies around here.
That's something you don't hear every day. What this place needs? More zombies.
It does. It needs more zombies.
Oh, God. Zombieland.
That was a good movie. Oh, we went and saw... You went and saw... Saw. You seesawed. No.
Yeah, I saw Saw 6. Saw 6 this weekend, and I've got to say, it was good. It was a hell of a lot better than the last one.
Now, really?
That's for sure. It was good. It tied up a lot of ends, explained a lot of things, and, I'm not going to go into full spoiler mode here, but, it gave a lot of backstory, and I really liked it. I really like it. I think they closed it off enough that I don't think there's going to be a Saw 7. If there is a Saw 7 next year, they've jumped the shark. That's it. You do know what jumping the shark is, right?
No.
You don't? You've never heard of the term jumping the shark?
No.
Jumping the shark is a term that goes back to Happy Days. The downfall of Happy Days was the episode where they went to Hawaii and Fonzie jumped a shark on a set of water skis. After that show, the show's ratings plummeted.
Why?
Because it was just, why the hell are they in Hawaii?
And why is he jumping a shark?
Oh, God, I don't know. It was some kind of a contest or... God, I can't remember anymore. But, the Jumping the Shark episode was the downfall of Happy Days. After that, the show never recovered. It was canceled like a year later or something like that. And ever since then, whenever a show does something...
Stupid
that hurts their ratings is called Jumping the Shark.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got to say that yeah, this is it. They pretty much closed off the storylines. They've gotten rid of all the accomplices. There can't be a seven, logically.
Okay.
I mean, what, four? I mean, three, four, and five were, you know, storyline-wise, were happening at the same time in different parts of the building.
That was a little too much.
I mean, three doing it and four doing it was pushing it. Five was a, oh, God, what are you people doing? Now you're just reaching. But, you know, six happened after five. It was definitely after five. But, yeah, I think they tied it up rather nicely. So if you're a fan of the Saw movies, there you go.
And while you went and saw that, Eric and I went and saw Scrooge with...
Christmas Carol. The new 3D Christmas Carol.
With Jim Carrey. Which was okay. I liked the 3D effect, and it was really nice. I loved the snow and a few other things. And it was a little different than the other ones that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
They had little bits of weird, strange humor that they tried to toss in there. You kind of sit there and go, huh?
Hmm.
They tossed in a little bit about... I want to say this has to be from the original Dickens books, but, you know, I've never read the original Christmas Carol from Dickens.
Me neither.
No.
I mean,
they made a reference when he was with Christmas Present about how they close up the only place that the poor have to warm their food. And during this era of when Dickens wrote the book, a lot of people didn't have the money to have their own cooking fires. So they would take their food down to like a bakery or something where they have fires going all the time, pay a small fee, use their fire to cook their own food. But on Sundays, the churches would close these places up. Of course, you can't work or have anything. So the poor had no place to warm, you know, what little food they had. So he made a comment to the Ghost of Christmas Present about this. And the Ghost of Christmas Present goes into a spiel about how the heretics claim to hold Christmas in their heart all the time, but they don't, and take your grudge up with them. In other words, it was a poke at the churches. And I've never seen that before in a Dickens story, where they just write out, flat out, you know, poke a red poker at the church in what they do.
Yeah, that'd be something that Dickens would do, though. So.
Yes, that's why it rang true with me as being something from the original Dickens, which I don't remember ever seeing in any of the other ones. I don't know. I still like my Patrick Stewart one, and of course
the Muppets Christmas
Muppet
Carol.
One makes me cry.
I love the Muppets Christmas Carol.
That one always makes me cry.
Come in and know me better,
man. Yes,
I love that. Okay, here are some examples of jumping the shark. There are 18 categories of jumping the shark. Same character, different actor. So replacing someone like halfway in the middle of a freaking season. I think the only time it really worked was Bewitched. Let's see. So, same character, different actor. Exit, stage left. When a cast member quits or retires, and there's no damn good explanation for it in the storyline. See, they have examples of this when John Amos, the dad in Good Times, left the show. They just, I guess he quit or something like that. And, you know, he was supposed to have been gone to Alaska to work on the pipeline. And all of a sudden, you know, they have Florida, the mom, reading a note saying he was killed in an accident. Let's see. Death, when a cast member dies in real life, like Phil Hartman dying in the middle of News Radio, and John Ritter on eight simple rules to date my daughter, and they continued on with the series even though their main character was dead.
Bad moves.
Let's see here. The category called They Did It, when the two main characters, who have been having really fun sexual tension, finally get into bed. Well, that's it. The series are friggin' over. Moving, when they completely change the surroundings and move the cast to a different city.
Like, what? Give an example.
Let's see, what do they have here? Moving, blah, 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 blah. I Love Lucy moved to the suburbs of Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Although, I remember that. I remember that. I Love Lucy. Lucy moved from New York to Connecticut.
Why do you say Connecticut?
Because it says so right here.
Yeah, but I say Connecticut.
I'm from New England. I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's Connecticut.
Listen, how many of you out there say Connecticut, and how many of you out there say whatever he says?
Okay, hon, what kind of sauce do I like on my steak?
Worcestershire.
Say it again.
Worcestershire.
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 And the name of the town in Massachusetts, which is spelt exactly the same as, say it again.
Worcestershire?
The name of the...
you're playing on the worst one that you know.
The town,
that one
the town in Massachusetts, which is spelled exactly the same, is in fact pronounced Worcester. So there we go. Let's see. Special guest stars. Like when Nancy Reagan appeared on Different Strokes. And they're actually citing WWE and Monday Night Raw's new guest host lineup.
Ooh, that's not good then.
So this could be jumping the shark for the WWE? I don't know. It's kind of fun, but some of them are kind of fucking stupid, and I really hope they don't continue it next season. Where they have the very special episode. Where it's either controversial, social issue, or dramatic in some way. You know, when it, you know, a show that's supposed to be serious, I mean, that's supposed to be funny, takes a serious note.
That's not good, huh?
That's usually not a good thing. I mean, Different Strokes actually had an episode where... Shit, what was Gary Coleman's best friend, Douglas? Douglas gets molested in one of the last episodes of Different Strokes. Let's see, the new kid in town, or as they called it, the Cousin Oliver syndrome. Do you remember Cousin Oliver?
No.
Brady Bunch?
Nope.
You don't remember that? Where they bring in a completely new character, when a completely new character, often a young child, is added to the cast.
Nope.
Of course, the most famous, of course, is Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
Watch the Brady Bunch that much.
The character named Seven in Married of Children, which was actually supposed to be the third child of the Married with Children couple there. The Great Gazoo in the Flintstones is actually noted as Cousin Oliver.
Okay.
And I suppose the next one is actually just a play on that, a birth, when a baby is added to the show. Let's see here. Well, this last episode is just entitled Ted McKinley. I'm not sure what that is. Let me see. Usually includes any show that features McKinley in the cast.
McKinley?
Who is... Apparently it's... Let's see. He has... Oh, apparently this Ted McKinley guy has joined the cast of many popular shows from the 70s and 70s and 80s that killed him. That killed off the show. The Love Boat, Happy Days, Dynasty... And Married with Children.
You're kidding.
He is called the patron saint of shark jumping. Or the or he's also known as the Grim Reaper of television. So once you add this Ten McKinley to any show, it kills it. Let me click on Ten McKinley here. Who is this guy? Hopefully there's a picture. There's no picture. He has a website. I gotta see who the hell this guy is. This, I don't know, is this the guy that I'm thinking of from Married with Children? Filmography. See, Mr. Woodward Green. He was just on Dancing with the Stars last season, I guess.
Oh, that's not good. Is he like Death?
I don't know. Let's see here. He was in Major League 3. Oh, he was Jeff Darcy in Married with Children. Remember they replaced Marcy's husband with a new younger guy?
Nope.
No? Okay, well, screw you then.
Okay. Later, after the show.
Yeah, we don't want to do it on the show. We're rated R, you know, we're rated R so far. You really don't want to we really don't want to jump into rated X.
Oh my god.
All right. Anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show here. You want to shout out to anyone tonight, hon?
To everybody who had a birthday.
You mean like
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, so everyone that had a birthday, of course, you know, Nicotel and 40th birthday for Sesame Street. And, God, there was somebody else, wasn't there? Wasn't it Xanadi?
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Didn't we do that to her last year? We just kept playing it over and over again?
Yeah. I think she ran off in hot hit, though, this time.
Of course, I want to say, when is EQ2's birthday? It was Monday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it was Monday. Or Sunday. Then I say Sunday.
Oh, she is there.
There she is. She was hiding.
Hide from the trolls.
You can't hide from the trolls. In fact, here they go. No, I'm kidding. We're not going to do that again.
No, when you were talking about that guy that shows up on the shows,
mm-hmm.
who's...
Ten McKinley.
Who's basically like the kiss of death, it sounds like. Sort of reminds me of the book I'm reading. I'm going through my Pierce Anthony books again. And I'm reading the Incarnation series, and I'm starting out with On a Pale Horse. And that was the one I was telling you about, where the time, death, war, the fates, and Mother Nature are actually offices that are held by humans. I will have to say the world that this is in has got magic in it, too. So, magic and science.
Well, I would imagine so.
But, it reminded me of how he has to go around and collect souls. For some strange reason.
And what else have you been reading lately?
You got me the Sandman series.
Yes, I did.
One of the Sandman series.
Did you like the Midsummer Night's Dream chapter?
Yeah, I did. And I liked the story about the cats and the... you told me about each one of these stories before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice reading them.
I love, you know, I plan on, you know, getting the rest of the books. And if and I really want to find the one they did about death, Dream's sister. It's called The High Cost of Living.
I'd like to read it.
It's very cool. You know, death has to take mortal form one day every year to appreciate the lives that she takes. And it follows her in that one day. Hello, Domino. Domino likes Sandman. Neil Gaiman, of course, is just completely friggin' awesome.
Well, I look forward to you getting it for me.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I'll go ahead and finish On a Pale Horse and work my way around to the other ones.
Mm. So, you folks out there looking for something to do tonight, roleplay-wise or whatever, come on down to the Antonia Bale server to Nettleville off of South Kinos and visit Saya's Hammer. It's a wonderful Kara bar. There's pillows everywhere. And, you know, a bar with regular seats, but it's a Kara bar, so there are pillows everywhere for you to lounge around on. And try the Milk Plus. Plus what? I'm not sure.
Plus fur?
God, I hope not. And just a reminder, this coming Thursday, which I have to get right home for and jump right online, the Maiden's Fancy is holding a date auction.
Oh, yeah, you're up for auction.
I am up for auction. So, Neriak, Tier 1 Guild Hall, this coming Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, I believe. Nikotel can correct me in the channel there if I'm wrong.
And I promise not to buy you. You get so upset at me with these if I try to buy you.
Well, it's no fun if you buy me. You bought me on the first one.
Well, then I'll be looking for a Dark Elf Shadow Knight that's handsome to buy.
Male or female?
Male.
Oh, okay. Well, you're no fun.
If it's a female, then we'll have to charge for getting for show.
So, yeah, so they're going to have a date auction this coming Thursday. I am up for sale. Nicotel is up for sale, I know. God, I don't know everyone who's up for sale, but come on down. It's all for fun. What happens on these dates once you won the person? That's completely up to the participants.
You need to start singing that boy for sale.
One boy for sale. He's going cheap. Only 7 guineas or thereabouts.
See, you do that so well.
I love Oliver. It's a great movie.
You do that for-
One Tonga for sale. He's got a tail. But yeah, tonight go on down to Saya's Hammer in Nettleville off of South Kinos. Always a good time. She has a an open bottle of Milk Plus. No, an open stage. So if you have a song, a poem, limerick, a dance, you know, whatever you want to do, I'll probably be heading over there later on tonight. Been closed the last couple of weeks because of the Festival of Discord.
Is that over now?
It is over.
I wonder who they threw in the pit this year.
Not a clue. I did not go. Not a single day. Call me old-fashioned, but if I want to get chastised and and beaten to a pulp. I can do it at home. Anyway. So anyone else you want to say hi to? Legion of Kithacor, of course.
Of course.
Who else you want to say hi to? Anyone?
Everybody I know?
That's a lot of people, and quite frankly, not all of them play EverQuest.
I know, but it means I'm thinking of you.
Woo!
Oh, you guys should check out, they've got that elf thingy back again.
Elf thingy?
Yep.
What elf thingy?
What I turned us into dancing elves, remember?
Oh, Jib Jab. Got a Jib Jab thing there. You can submit a couple of photos and make yourselves into dancing Christmas elves. You can go to kithacor.org. And it's right there on the front page. Also on the front page is we're actually going to be trying to lose some weight. But that's a continuing story. I was freaking disgusted with myself. I stepped on the scale for the first time since fanfare. Gained all the weight back that I had lost.
It was Halloween candy.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween, I mean, and here I am. God, I made a note on this in my post on the website when I was talking about going back on the diet. We're starting this diet back up just before the holidays. Are we freaking insane?
No.
We're just going to have to work all that much harder afterward, huh?
We'll be fine. Just keep doing the thingy.
Keep doing the thingy. Alrighty, folks. That's the Death of Silverwing show for the 10th of November, 2009. I can't believe it's the 10th already.
It's going to fly by. Turkey Day will be here.
Oh, yeah. Got a couple of weeks until Thanksgiving, you know, for those in the U.S., that is. And then Christmas is going to be coming up right after that. Jeez. This year has just friggin' flown. I don't know. All right, folks. That's it for the show. As always, I'll be playing music for the next hour. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning in. And see you next week.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibble Buns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.